Welcome to the EV Podcast, where today, Tuesday, the 19th of March, 2024, we're plugging into the latest electrifying innovations transforming our roads. We're talking state-of-the-art electric vehicles and the rapidly growing network of charging stations that keep them rolling. Ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts. Today's journey is like stepping into a futuristic scene, minus the flying cars. Instead, we're exploring a vehicle that might just inquire about your day. Picture yourself strolling through a mall, fresh from enjoying a giant pretzel, when you spot it, the Sony Honda Mobility Afeela prototype, a vision of cyberpunk splendor. The Afeela is what you'd get if your smartphone and a spaceship had a love child that's eager to chauffeur you to work. Forget old-fashioned door handles. Why not let a camera scan you, deem you fit, and welcome you into a sanctuary of touchscreens? The dashboard alone is a marvel, stretching wider than your wildest Monday morning daydreams. However, if you're vertically blessed, you may find the legroom a bit lacking. Prepare to cozy up in this futuristic ride. As for the price, it's likely to be steep, so start gathering those spare coins. Sony and Honda, the masterminds behind the Afeela, are dreaming big. They're aiming for level 3 autonomous driving, envisioning a future where your car takes the wheel while you ponder the redundancy of your driver's license. But there's more. Imagine streaming your favorite games during a traffic jam, your car smartly navigating while you're lost in virtual worlds. Sony even teases the possibility of gaming with your PS5 from the backseat. Forget backseat driving, it's all about backseat gaming. They've packed in screens galore and even a karaoke app, because nothing says future like singing your heart out at every stoplight. Yet, I can't help but wonder about a future where turn the key and go is an antiquated notion. What if my car gets camera shy or a rogue software update renders it immobile? The Afeela promises a future of electric joyrides and eco-friendly commutes. But am I ready to ditch the gear stick? That's the Afeela dollar question. We're eyeing 2026 for the Afeela's potential street debut, with more answers to our burning questions. Until then, I'll dream of battling Norse gods on my commute, hoping Sony and Honda keep practicality in mind. So, EV enthusiasts, stay tuned. The road ahead is lined with touchscreens, missing door handles, and the occasional karaoke traffic jam. Now, let's rev up and zoom into the electric vehicle landscape, where the charging stations are multiplying. First, let's jet over to China, where EV maker XPeng is unveiling a new, more affordable brand. Chairman and CEO He Xiaopeng is introducing the first AI-assisted driving car for young people. It's priced between $14,000 and $21,000, far from the premium EV market's usual rates. What's the catch? We're still figuring that out. Over in Norway, EV adoption isn't just popular, it's practically a national pastime. Last year, 82% of new cars sold were electric. For Tesla, Norway is a small but cherished market, a testament to their global influence. While XPeng crafts the electric equivalent of a Happy Meal toy car, and Norway becomes an eco-friendly haven, we're left to ponder the implications for the rest of us. Should we start learning Mandarin or Viking shipbuilding? Stay with us as we delve deeper into the EV world, where the stakes are as high as a snail turtle drag race. Remember, there's never been a better time to get excited about the future of transportation. Until next time, keep your batteries charged and your humor electric. Strap in, because we're about to supercharge your knowledge on electric vehicle batteries. A decade ago, the idea of an affordable, reliable EV battery seemed as likely as a cat fetching the newspaper. But today, we have batteries denser than a reality TV plot and affordable enough to keep your firstborn in your arms. The focus now is on charging speed and longevity. NIO and CATL are like the dynamic duo of the battery world, innovating with a battery-swapping ecosystem that promises to make waiting for a charge a thing of the past. NIO's partnership with CATL aims to extend battery life, ensuring your road trips are free from midlife crises. They're committed to technological breakthroughs, aiming for a future where battery replacements are as rare as needing a new playlist for your journey. So, hold on to your renewable hats. We're cruising into a future where the only thing you'll need to replace on your electric chariot is the tunes. Now let's take a detour into the wilds of Baja California with Tesla's Cybertruck. Tesla's latest video showcases the Cybertruck conquering the Baja 1000, a challenging off-road race. Lead Cybertruck engineer Wes Morrill and his team tested the truck's metal on rugged terrain, streaming data back to base with Starlink mini dishes. The Cybertruck has been put through its paces in various terrains, proving its robustness. With over 300 units spotted outside Tesla's Austin factory, it's clear that production is ramping up. If you have thoughts or insider info on the Cybertruck's adventures, reach out to Zach at Teslarati. Share your EV insights and join the electric conversation. That's all the voltage we have for today. Remember, it's not just about the destination, it's about the journey and the rocks you can conquer along the way. Keep electrifying to infinity and the next charging station. Now, let's navigate to New Jersey, where Governor Phil Murphy is orchestrating a fiscal dance that could see the gas tax rise by 1.9 cents per gallon annually for the next 5 years. EV drivers aren't exempt, facing an annual surcharge of $250 to $290. This move has sparked debate on platforms like Reddit, with drivers questioning the fairness of the fee. State Senator Paul Sarlo champions the plan, aiming to bolster the Transportation Trust Fund for infrastructure improvements. Following New Jersey's ban on new gas-powered car sales after 2035, the state is doubling down on its electric future. However, transitioning to EVs comes with its own set of challenges, including the need for federal funding to support the infrastructure overhaul. As we shift from nostalgic gas station stops to modern charging points, remember, the switch to electric might pinch, especially in New Jersey. Finally, let's cruise into the realm of luxury SUVs with Volvo's 2024 XC90 Recharge. This vehicle combines Swedish comfort with robust safety features, all powered by a plug-in hybrid electric powertrain. With 455 horsepower and a 33-mile electric range, the XC90 Recharge offers a blend of performance and eco-friendliness. Charging takes just 5 hours, and the total range reaches 530 miles. The Ultimate AWD Edition starts at $79,600, with luxurious add-ons available for those who want to indulge. Volvo delivers unparalleled safety, a lavish interior, and the promise of emission-free daily commutes. If you're seeking a vehicle that reflects eco-consciousness, safety, and luxury, the XC90 Recharge might just be your perfect match. And with that, we conclude another high-voltage episode of the EV Podcast. I'm Ainsley Ingram, and it's been a thrill to supercharge your day with the latest in electric vehicle innovation. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you've enjoyed the journey. Join us next time as we continue exploring the path to a cleaner, greener future. The electric revolution is underway, and you're right here with us. Until our next adventure, keep driving positive change and stay current. Electric current, that is. Charge on, friends!